T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are After Dark. My name is Hartzell. All right, y'all, listen. You know, After Dark, that we do the best we can. Like, we don't ask for a whole lot. We just kind of, you know, we kind of fly by the seat of our pants, and we sure as hell do not break news After Dark, but we can change that. We change that right now. I got Tom Martin on the phone. Tom Martin from KCTV 5 News. Hello, my friend.
Hartzell, how are you? Greetings from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm looking at a big ferry on a river, and I hope your view is just as pleasant.
Oh, man, I'm looking at scenic Shawnee Mission Parkway. I mean, I'm sure it rivals your view.
Something to that effect, yeah. There's a stadium behind that as well. I think I'm feeling pretty lucky right now.
Oh, okay, we have a cop pulling somebody over. So, I mean, again, it's about the same.
You have more excitement, I'll give you that.
Thank you. All right, so Tom, you are in Nashville for the NFL draft, and literally, like, here not too long ago, you got a couple stories that broke. We got something with Pat Mahomes, and then we also got this thing with Tyreek Hill. Tom, can you briefly, because I know you're working, you're on the clock, can you set this straight for us? Because you guys at Channel 5 have done some work.
Well, I appreciate it, and I think all the credit goes to our investigative team, Angie Ricono, Emily Sinovic, Ken Ullery. They have been all over this thing from the beginning. And I also think that there are so many times when they could have rushed something or gone on a tip about the situation, which is so sad. And they did a really good job of making sure that they got what was hard and factual. And I think this tape is as absolutely just a crushing blow. It's terrifying to hear. And when the DA had the press conference yesterday saying they could not determine and who had committed something, a crime, who had done something wrong, who had injured the child, you know, I think that's where Angie and her team can come in and say, well, here's the power of journalism to show that at least something has gone wrong here. And obviously the tape kind of set that straight in the worst way possible.
Yeah, and so for those who aren't quite familiar with what's going on. So essentially, Tyreek Hill, they had the press conference yesterday. He had allegations of him assaulting his son, which, okay, this is not the same as his domestic assault from before. And if I remember, and I'm curious what you thought after that press conference, when what they said, do you think that they knew this tape was out there? Because they made it very clear that if new info like resurfaces or just surfaces, that they were going to reopen this case. Do you think they had an idea that this was out there?
Well, as far as I know, I don't think they did know about this tape. Or if they did know about it, they didn't have it. I know our people have turned it over to them. And I also know that based on what was said yesterday, they were willing to reopen the case if they received new evidence. So, again, this could be something where because Angie and her team were able to retrieve this tape and air it, that might aid in the investigation here. And I think, again, that's a big credit to her.
Right. So what's the word? I mean, I'm sure everyone's listening to this tape now. You know, again, credit to KCTV5. Is there any word in Nashville? Like, I got to think now. I mean, I hate to transition to just a football angle, but I got to think that a wide receiver's now on the radar. I mean, you hearing anything?
Oh, you would think so. And to be honest, I bet at this moment when we're recording this, Hartzell, I bet a lot of people right now are in some real serious conversations in that building. And I would imagine, I mean, yes, if you ask me now if I think they'll cut Tyreek Hill, absolutely. They might do it before this goes out to anybody. So I think this is something where the NFL will step in with the personal conduct policy, but it shouldn't take that. And truthfully, in my opinion, I think this goes to right back to the DA and hopefully result in some advanced investigation here and puts the right person behind bars. It's that serious to me.
Will we see Tyreek Hill ever again on an NFL field?
Oh, in this league, man, you never know.
Yeah.
I would think eventually you could. But again, we have to see what the immediate league response is. You never know what they want to do as far as throwing down the hammer.
Right.
So that, I think, that will determine what happens here. But this is not going to be like Kareem Hunt where you see him signed again in 6 months. I think this is more serious to the degree where it might be a long time But I do think in the NFL, there's never enough chances if you're good.
Yeah, you're right. We got Tom Martin here from KCTV5. I don't want to keep you so much, my friend. I know you're working, so I don't want to keep you very, very long. But just a couple quick things we saw today. Patrick Mahomes, the cover of Madden. The curse, if I'm being honest, man, the curse was pretty quick. The curse may have been same day.
The curse is real, my friend.
The curse is real.
I reached out to a friend of his, and he goes, "What's the curse?" And I'm thinking, oh, no. No. Someone needs to educate this man, his family, his friends, everybody. I'm not saying Patrick didn't know, but I'm saying his buddy had no idea.
You know what? Maybe just come in blind. Maybe that's the best case. Like, you just plead ignorance and just, you know what? We'll just act like none of this happens.
Well, you know what? At the same time, I don't think they care because they've known how good Pat's been for a long time, and we know how good he is now. So this is exciting. It's the first Chief, I believe, ever to grace the cover, and it's just the latest thing. This guy has signed with Oakley. He's been on all these commercials. His offseason's been nuts.
Yeah, it must be nice. Must be nice.
You wonder how he can handle it come football season again if it's, you know, if anything will go to his head. I don't think any of us expect this to negatively affect him, but curses are curses, man. You can't mess with that.
Yeah, you don't play, man. Tom, you don't play with stuff like that. No. We don't. Not even at this station do we play with curses, man. It's just not a good look. Tom, what are the Chiefs doing? Everybody looking all right? What's on the plate? What can we expect this weekend?
Well, I think we're going to see more offensive picks than I thought, based off of this. Assuming this changes their plans, I think it will. And, you know, you never know. Hey, Brett Beachman, aggressive GM, maybe he trades up. Maybe they get somebody they weren't considering now. But if it was any other GM, I might say it might be quiet. But with this guy, there could be some fireworks for sure, even without that first-round pick.
Man, there we go. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be an interesting weekend. It's going to be a really interesting few hours, few days, few weeks, and we'll see where this thing goes. But, Tom, thank you so much, man. I know you're busy. I know you're working, so it just means a lot for me to get you on. And let's do this some more, huh? I need credibility after dark, so I need some of that KCTV5. I need that rub, man.
Hartzell, anytime you want, man. You got my number. Let's do it anytime you want.
Excellent. Tom Martin, KCTV5. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.